Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Tes. We are holding on the top of Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph. We are at Tanya, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines into the page, 6th line of the page. First row on the line is Tanya. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lila Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Atzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. What we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to talk about the length of the time period of Yemos HaMashiach, because we know Yemos HaMashiach is not the final chapter, that after Yemos HaMashiach there's going to be more things. There's going to be Tchias HaMesim. So how long does Yemos HaMashiach actually last? And the Gemara is going to talk about what Yemos HaMashiach is going to look like. In what sense is it going to be different than the experience of life as we know it? And then the Gemara is going to go back into the list of the Mishnah of those who do not have a chelek in Olam Haba. So someone who says Ein Torah Min HaShamayim, the Gemara is going to discuss that, and that's going to bring us into a discussion about the importance of several elements of Torah, such as Chazara of Limara Torah and Amelus of Batorah, and how important it is not to be Megalopanim Batorah Shaloka Halacha. So a lot of memros about and being osik b'Torah l'shma, and being malami Torah to other people, to ben chavero. So a lot of memros relating to Talmud Torah. And then the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis is going to start discussing what exactly the definition of an apikores is, because that's also somebody that's on the list of ein lo chelek li'olam haba. So let's begin again, six lines into the page on Daf Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph. Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yemos HaMashiach Arba'im Shana. Yemos HaMashiach is going to last for 40 years. Shenemar Arba'im Shana Okut Bedor. That I'm going to take Klal Yisrael and I will rule over them for 40 years. And after that time, there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. And the Kavod Hashem will be recognized over Klal Yisrael and will be able to be Nene from the Ziv HaShchina. Now, the Arba'im Shana Okut Bedor is not said about Yemos HaMashiach. It's possible about the door that was Yotzim in Mitzrayim, and they went 40 years. The number 40 years is not an accident, it's a historical fact. It was 40 years in the Midbar, so it has nothing to do l'chora on nothing to do with Yemos HaMashiach. So Rashi points out, yeah, but the Lashon Akut is a Lashon of Asid, so it implies that there's going to be some other door that's also going to have some 40 year time period, and that's the reference. That's why we see this pasuk as a reference to Yemos HaMashiach. The Marsha points out that there's a connection, that since if Klal Yisrael would not have been chote with the Chet HaMeraglim, they would have entered Eretz Yisrael immediately, and it was because of the Chet HaMeraglim that they had to sustain 40 years in the Midbar, and those 40 years HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make up for us in the days of Mashiach. So that's what it means, that Samchenu B'Yemosi Nisanu, that will be Mesameach B'Yemosi Mashiach, connected the days that we were sovel in the Midbar, the 40 years that we had to suffer in the Midbar. So yes, it's about the Midbar, but that's precisely why the Yemosi Mashiach is going to be 40 years. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Shivim Shana, not like Rabbi Eliezer said 40, but Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says Yemosi Mashiach is going to be 70 years. Where does he get it from? Shenemar, Vaya Bayomahu, V'Nishkachas Tzor Shivim Shana, Kimei Melech Echad. Melech Echad must be the unique and special and chashuv Melech. Ezu Melech Miyuchad, Havi Omer, Zem Mashiach. And that must be Mashiach. And his Malchus is going to last for 70 years. Rebbe Omer, Shlosha Doros, that Yemos HaMashiach is going to last for 3 generations. Shenemar, Yiru'ucha Im Shemesh V'lifnei Yareach, Dor Dorim. That Dor is 1 generation, Dorim is 2 generations. So altogether, it's going to be 3 generations. The Gemara is going to bring the Shita of Rebbe that Yemos HaMashiach is 365 years in the Hemshech. The Medrash Tanchuma quotes this Meimra that Yemos HaMashiach is 3 generations in the name of Rabbi Yossi and not in the name of Rebbe, right? Otherwise you have a stira. Is it 3 generations or is it 365 years? And so it must be that it's a different Tana. So Rabbi Hillel Omer, Ein lahem Mashiach li Yisrael. Rabbi Hillel has the most shocking of all the opinions. How long is the most Mashiach going to last? There won't be Mashiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Goelas, and he's going to be Molech over us. And even though there are many, many Nevuos about Melech HaMashiach, don't read too much into that, because it was part of the original plan, but Shekavar Achlu, Bimei Chizkiyo, we already were Nana from that, on that level of Yimos HaMashiach during the days of Chizkiyo HaMelech, where he was the Mashiach, and all those Nevuos were really Nevuos about Chizkiyo HaMelech. That's how Rashi explains, that Hillel does not mean that there's not going to be a Geula. It's that there's not going to be a Mashiach that's involved in the Geula, that the Geula is going to be by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's how Rashi explains. Other Rishonim, the Ran quotes the Ramban, and other Rishonim say that after Yimos HaMashiach, there's going to be Tchias HaMesim, and that's HaOlam Haba. Not like the Rambam, that Olam Haba is the Olam HaNeshamos. So Rabbi Hillel is coming to be Magdil, the covenant of Klal Yisrael, that right away after the Geula through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's going to be a Geula Shlema. It's not going to be in stages. It's going to be right away into Tchias HaMesim, and that's Olam Haba. The Be'er Sheva writes that Vaday Shrabi Hillel Yamoda Umamin al Pia Kabbalah Bebias Mashiach. Rakshamar Shein Hechruch Min HaTorah Min HaNevi'im Al Bias HaMashiach. That's another approach. The Be'er Sheva says he doesn't mean to say that there's not going to be a Mashiach. He's just trying to say that if you read the Nach carefully, it's nothing that has to be based on the Pesukim in Nach. That is, it's going to be because we believe it's going to be, but it's a matter of belief. It's not a matter that of having any proof, that you cannot prove it from Nach. However, the Yad Ramah writes, the Lashon of Shekvar Achluhu Bimei Chizkiyo sounds not like Rashi. Rather, it sounds that since we were already Nana from the good times in the days of Chizkiyo, that's it. We lost our chance at Geula. So the Radvaz has a tshuva in Chelek Dal, Simkuf Pei Zayin. He says, Harei Hillel haya Adam Gadol v'ta be'echon me'ikarei hadas. Right, believing in that Mashiach is going to come, not just believing, yearning for Mashiach is one of the Ikarei Amunah. It's one of the Rambam's 13 principles of faith. So the Radvaz writes, Hillel was an Adam Gadol, and he made a mistake in one of the Ikarei Hadas. Shamra Inla Mashiach Li Yisrael, Shekavar Chlu Bimei Chizkiyo, Umnei Zah Hatos Lo Chashvu Kofar Chas V'Shalom, Dim Lo Kein Eicha Yu Omrim Shmu Mishmo. And apparently it didn't turn him into a Kofar. It didn't turn him into an Apikoros, because if it did, we would not be repeating teachings in his name. Says the Radvaz, a great chiddush, that someone who's a kofar ba'ones is pater. It runs contrary to what they quote from Reb Chaim, that Nabuchnabikoros is also an apikoros, that a person who never had an education, was never taught, and therefore he doesn't know anything about Mashiach and about Tchias HaMesim and about other Ikarei Emunah. It's Nebuch that he's an apikoros, but he's still an apikoros. The Radvaz says, if he's Nebuch an apikoros, then you can't call him an apikoros, then you can't call him a kofar. So a lot of controversy about what exactly Rabbi Hillel meant over here. It's also not everyone agrees to the Rambam's 13 principles, that the Rambam's 13 principles of faith are principles of faith. Meaning Rav Yosef Alba in the Sefer Ikrim has 3 principles of faith. There are only 3 things that if you don't believe, that it turns a person into a kofar. Not that Rav Yosef Alba doesn't accept the other 10. He just has 3 general categories, and the other 10 are true. They just don't make you a kofar. Meaning you could be wrong. There are a lot of things a person could be wrong about where that doesn't make him an apikores. The Ikarei Hamunah, you just can't be wrong about one of the Ikarei Hamunah. Ikarei Hamunah, if you're wrong about that, makes a person into an apikoros. Okay, Amar Rav Yosef, Sharele Marei, the Rabbi Hillel. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mochel Rabbi Hillel for saying such a thing, that there's not going to be a Mashiach. Of course there's going to be a Mashiach that's going to come and be Goel Klal Yisrael and be a Melech over Klal Yisrael. And I'll prove it to you. Chizkia Imas Hava, when was Chizkia the king over Klal Yisrael? Bebayis Rishon. Ve'ilu Zechariah, but Zechariah the Navi, come Misnabi b'Bayisheni. He was a Misnabi during Zman Bayisheni, and Omar va'Omar, and he said, "Gili ma'od bas Tzion, Ari bas Yushlaim. He named Malkech Yavolach Tzadik v'Nosha Hu Ani v'Roche v'Al Chamor v'Al Ayir Ben Asonos." The Mashiach is going to come and go. Kalisson is going to be Molech on us. after Yemei Chizkiyahu. Tiny Idach, we have another brisa that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yemos HaMashiach Arba'im Shana. The Yemos HaMashiach is 40 years, but not based on the pasuk of Arba'im Shana Akut Bedor, like we said previously, rather because Ksiv Hacha, it says in this pasuk about the Zman that Klal Yisrael is in the Midbar, Vayyancha, Vayarivecha, Vayachilecha, and it goes on to say, Esaman Asher Liyadat Velo Yudon Avasecha, Uksiv Hasam, and it says by the Gula Asida, Samchenu Ki Yemosi Nisanu Shinosra Inu Ra'a, that the Yemei has Simcha in B'yas HaMashiach is going to be just like Yemosi Nisanu, the days of suffering that are mentioned in the Pasuk. So the Pasuk mentions 40 years. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Arba Meo Shana. Rabbi Dosa says Mashiach, the Yemosi HaMashiach is going to be 400 years. Ksiv Hacha, it says by Shimon Mitzrayim, Va'avadum V'inu Osam, Arba Meo Shana, Uksiv Samchenu, Kimosi Nisanu. So yes, we're follow the ultimate Geula is going to follow the model of a previous Geula, but we're just not sure which number we're looking for. Is it the number of years we were in the Midbar, or the number of years that we're in Mitzrayim? Rabbi Omer, Sholosh Meos V'Shishim V'Chamesh Shana. We alluded to this before, 365 years, Kimin Yemos HaChama, which happens to correspond to the number of days in a solar year. Shenemar Kiyom Nak Yom Nakam is the going on the punishment of the meraglim that Hashem was nokem to punish them that for every day that they were meragel there was 1 year that was spent in the midbar yom l'shana tisu asavan l'seichem. So based on that cheshbon, the end of the pasuk says ushnos guuli ba'a that the geula is going to be a shana based on the cheshbon of a shana for each day. So if one full year is 365 days, so the Yemos HaMashiach is going to be a year for each of those days, 365 years. So my yom nakam belibi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan explains that the day that the Gula is going to come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take vengeance against the Umos HaOlam. Lilibi Galisi, I thought in my heart, but I didn't say it beferish, and it's therefore Le'evarai Lo Galisi. I never revealed it to my limbs, it's as if, because I never said it beferish, and it's Ki'ilu, my Evarim were not able to hear my thoughts. Rabbi Shimon Lakshamar, Lilibi Galisi, Lemalach Yasharis Lo Galisi, that it's something that's contained within my heart, but I did not reveal this to the Malachi Hashareis. Now that looks like it's against one of the other Ikar Hemuna. I mean, who's talking? HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, I told my heart, but I didn't tell my limbs. I didn't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zein lo guf, Ein lo dumus haguf. What do you mean? Limbs? What kind of Eivarim does he have? What kind of heart does he have? So the Yad Ramah writes, he doesn't. He doesn't have a guf, he doesn't have a lev, he doesn't have Eivarim. And whenever you find anywhere in Tanakh or in Chazal descriptions of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's always a derech mashal, that is dibra Torah kolashim bnei adam, that just like a person has some thoughts and emotions in their heart, so the that's why it's machsheves halev, but dibur is something that relates to a varim, so that's why he says libi galisi, that was all about machsheve levari lo galisi, that it was never came out as a dibur, but it's about machsheva versus dibur, it's not about an actual lev versus a varim. Tani Avimi Bereid Rabbi Avo, Yemos HaMashiach Li Yisrael, Shiva Salaf M'Shana. The Yemos HaMashiach is going to be 7,000 years. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, in Yishayom, M'sos Chasen Al-Kali Yassus Alayich Elokayich, that the days of a Chasen and Kala that they celebrate is Sheva Brachos, so it's 7 days, and one day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is 1,000 years. So we're going to have a Sheva Brachos with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon of how long a day is, because the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ki Elef Shana Be'enecha Ki Yom Esmal, that 1,000 years in Hashem's eyes is Ki Yom Esmal, it's like one day. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Yemos HaMashiach, the Yemos HaMashiach is going to be from the correspond to the number of days from Brias HaOlam until now. What does it mean until now? Meaning until Mashiach Achshav means until the good news of a Mashiach's arrival comes. So that's it's a moving number for how long Yemos HaMashiach is going to last. It keeps changing. It depends how long it takes him to come. Shenamar, because the pasuk says that Kimei Hashemayim Ala Aretz, that Kodesh Baruch Baruch Hu promised Klal Yisrael that we're going to live in Eretz Yisrael for the amount of time that the world is going to exist, and up until now we haven't been in our land for such a long period of time, so that Haftach is going to happen at the Gula Sidah. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Ki Mei Noach V'ad Achshav, not from Brias Olam until now, but from the days of the Mabul until now, Shemar Ki Mei Noach Zosli Asher Nishbati, and the pasuk continues, Me'avar Mei Noach Od Allah Aretz Kei Nishbati Miktsof Alayich Umigarbach. So we darshin Ki Mei Noach, as if it says Ki Yemei Noach, like the days of Noach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to destroy the world after Mashiach comes, until the amount of time that passes, Ki Yemei Noach, the amount of days from Noach until the time of Geula. So he's going to allow that amount of time to repeat itself for Yemos HaMashiach, and then he's going to destroy everything again and bring about Tchias HaMesim, and the next stage is going to happen. Amar B'chibar Abram Rabbi Yochanan, Kol HaNaviim Kulan, all the nevuos that you have about the goodness that's going to be for the Jewish people, Lasa Lavo, Lo Nesnab Lel Yemos HaMashiach, that it's all going to happen Yemos HaMashiach, that we're going to have physical bodies and we'll be able to get all of the pleasures that are described in the Nevuos. Aval Yolam Abba, but after a person dies and he leaves this world and he's in the Olam HaNeshamos, that's not a physical place. That Ayin L'Ras Elukim Zulascha Yasa L'Mechakelo, that's going to be something that's a more of a ruchniyistik of pleasure. That's an entirely different thing. Upligat Shmuel, and this is against Shmuel, who says that the Nevuos, Damar Shmuel, Ein Bein Olam Hazel Yemos HaMashiach, that all those nevuos can't be about Yemos HaMashiach, because the only difference in nature in Yemos HaMashiach is going to be Shibud Malchios, that we're going to have our own melech and we're not going to be under the jurisdiction of any other melech. But Teva HaOlam, the way the world operates, that's going to be the same. So therefore the Nevi'im were all misnabe, that must be about Olam Haba and not about Yemos HaMashiach. V'amr b'chir b'rabba amr b'yochlan, kol ha-Nevi'im lo nisnabu el l'balei tshuva, that all the Nevi'im were only misnabe, all the goodness, that's for balei tshuva. Aval tzadikim gemurim ayin lo ras el kim zloscha, but there's no limit to what tzadikim gemurim are going to be zocha to see. Upligat Rabbi Avohu, but that concept, that's the hierarchy, that balei tshuva, they can reach a certain madrega, but tzadikim gemurim, they're going to have a greater reward. That's against Rabbi Avohu. Dam Rabbi Avohu, Makom, the more famous memra of Rabbi Avohu, the Makom Shabali Tshuva Omdim Sham, Tzadikim Einam Omdim Sham. The place where Bali Tshuva stand, meaning their place in Gan Eden, Tzadikim Gemurim are not going to be able to be in their place. Rashi has Tzadikim Gemurim are not Omdim Sham, because Bali Tshuva are greater than Tzadikim Gemurim. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in Yeshayahu, Shalom Shalom La Rachok La Karov. Amar Hashem, the pasuk says, Bereisha Rachok. First, it describes someone who was Rachok, Vahadar Karov, and then after it says Shalom for someone who's Karov. So it doesn't mean that there's Shalom for a Rasha who's Mamish Rachok. So my Rachok, what does a Rachok mean? It doesn't mean someone who's still Rachok. There's no Shalom for someone who's still Rachok. No, it means Rachok Mei Kara. It was someone who used to be Rachok. Umay Karov, Karov Mei Karov Da Hashta. And Karov means someone who always was Karov, someone who's a Tzadik Gomor. And still you see La Rachok first and then La Karov, because the Rachok is on a higher Madrega than the Karov. The Toras Chaim explains why are Bali Tshuva on a higher level than Tzadik and Gomorrah? I would think someone who never did an Aveira is on a higher level. So he says, because once someone has tasted the Tama Aveira and is Porish from it, he knows the Yetzer Hara for it is much greater. Once you know what it is, once you've had access to it. So if he's Porish from such an Aveira, the Schar is going to be greater. The Marsha in Maseches Brachos, Taflam Beis, writes that it's difficult to say such a thing, that Bali Tshuva have a higher Madrega than Tzadikim Gemurim. So he says, Bali Tshuva means those people whose Yetzer Hara attacks them and tries to get them to do an Aveira, and they thought about doing it, but they were Chozer B'Tshuva from the Hirhur Aveira, and they end up not doing the Aveira. And in that sense, they fought a greater Milchemes HaYetzer. So the Marsha really turns this whole discussion, this whole Memra, and it changes the entire Mashmaos, that people who actually ever sinned are not on a higher level than Tzadikim Gemurim. It's only people who had a Hirhur Aveira that are on a higher level level than tzaddikim gemurim. The Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yasha writes that the maila of Bali Tshuva is not greater than the maila of tzaddikim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to show the Rishayim how much he loves Bali Tshuva in order to encourage people to do tshuva. So we'll make greater nisim for Bali Tshuva so that they'll be inspired to want to do tshuva. So others will be inspired to want to do tshuva. Okay, the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Rabbi Yochanan says no. The maila of tzaddikim gemurim is greater than the maila of Bali Tshuva. What is l'rachok l'karov about? L'rachok shu rachok me'aveira. Karov shu karov me'aveira v'nisrachek mimena. That yes, it's talking about Bali Tshuva and tzaddikim gemurim, but in the reverse, rachok is not Bali Tshuva. Rachok is someone who is always distant from aveira, and karov is not tzaddikim gemurim. Karov is someone who used to be karov l'aveira and is now distanced from aveira. V'amar b'chiyah b'rabam Rabbi Yochanan. Kol nevi'im kulun l'snabu el demasi bito l'tamil chacham. All the great reward described in the nevi'im is for somebody who marries his daughter off to a talmud chacham. Losa prakmatia l'tamil chacham. And someone who does business with the Talmud Chacham so that he'll be able to make a living, that he helps the Talmud Chacham out making a living, and enables the Talmud Chacham to get Hana'a from his possessions. But Talmud Chacham themselves, Ayin lo rasa elukim zelascha. Well, that we can't even describe the great reward for Talmud Chachamim themselves. That the Ramosha writes in the Tshuva, Yerdei Chelik Dalet, Simen Lamed Zayin, that even though the schar of Nama Aretz, who does the shutvos of Yisachar Zvulun with the Talmud Chacham, is also b'shir ayin lo rasa, like the Talmud Chacham himself. Meaning that the one way that someone who's not a Talmud Chacham can get that ayin lo rasa type of reward is if he does the Yisachar Zvulun. The Torah in Simen Reish Mem Vav in Yeridaya says that it's ki'ilu hu lomeid ba'atzmo. What do you mean ki'ilu hu lomeid ba'atzmo? Guy never opened up a sefer in his life. He just has Yisachar Zvulun partnership. So how could that be ki'ilu? He's not a Talmud Chacham. Kilu Lo Mi Batzmo, he doesn't know anything. So when it says Kilu Lo Mi Batzmo, says Ramosha, it must mean about the reward that he gets. So the reward must be the Ayin Lo Rasa level of the reward. Those who make Prakbatia Talmud Chacham and Mahad Talmud Chacham Bin Chassam, that means that they give a little tzedakah, that they help out a little bit. But if it's Mamish Shutfas, that the profits are split 50-50, meaning that's how many understand Yisachar Zvulun has to be, that the profits are 50-50. If it's mamish shutfus, then he's going to have that ayin lo rasa type of schar. So my ayin lo rasa, what's the thing that the pasuk is describing of ayin lo rasa? Amr Rabbi Shuben Levi ze yainam shumur ba'anavav misheshes yimei breishes. It's like this delicious wine that you can't even imagine that's been held in the grapes since sheshes yimei breishes. Reish Lakish Amar ze eden lo rasa ayin me'olam. It's eden because no one has seen it. Vim tamar, and if you're going to say, how can you say no one has saw eden? Adam hechandar, isn't that where Adam lived, in Gan Eden? So I'll tell you, Bagan, he lived in the Gan of Eden, but not in Eden, meaning it's like living on the front lawn of someone's house, but you're not living in the house, so he didn't see Eden. Vim tamar Gan hu Eden, and maybe you'll say that the Gan the Torah describes is Eden, so Adam Arishon did see it. Tamalomar v'nor yotze me Eden. Lahashkos is Hagan. So you see, these are two different places that a river flowed from Eden to be Mashke the Gan. So then we said, Va'omer Ein Torah. Going back to the Mishnah, we said, someone who says Ein Torah min Hashemayim is Ein Lochelik Olam Haba. So Tan Rabban, Kidvar Hashem Bazo Mitzvaso Eifari Kareis, Ti Kareis, Hanavshi Avon of Ba. So the Bryce Adashin is the Pasuk. Ze Omer Ein Torah min Hashemayim. Dvar Hashem Bazo, someone who says that there's no Torah min Hashemayim, but that Moshe Rabbeinu made up the whole thing, and he's Mevaza, the Dvar Hashem by saying that it's not min Hashemayim. Davar Acher, Kidvar Hashem Baza Ze Apikoros. It's a reference to the Apikoros that we're going to talk about later. Davar Acher, Kidvar Hashem Baza Ze Megalapanim BaTorah. Someone who misrepresents the Torah. Ves Mitzvaso Hefar Ze Hamefer Bris Basar. As Mitzvaso Hefar, someone who's not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Bris Mila. So the Onesh of these people is Hikaris Tikaris, that the Hikaris Balmazeh and Tikaris Balmaba, that they're not going to get up into Chias HaMesim, so they'll be cut off from this world, and they're also not going to have a Chelek. Like the Mishnah says, someone says Ein Torah Min Hashemayim, Zein L'Chelek Olam Haba. Mikan, from this pasuk, we see that someone who says that the onesh of a person in Dvar Hashem Bazel Mitzvah Sa'efar is Hikaris Tikaris, that he doesn't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Amar Blazer Amudai, Amachalal Asakachim, someone who's Metame, who's Mechalal Kachim, a Tame person that eats Truma, Mevazah Samoados, and someone who is Mevazah Chalamoid, that he does Melachan Chalamoid like any other day, that made for Briso Shal Avram Avinu, and someone who's not Mekayim in the midst of Bris Mila, so that's what, Vamagal Panam Torah Shalok Halacha, and someone who's Megal Panam misrepresents the Torah, Vamal Bnei Chaver Barabim, Avil Bishish Rab the Torah, Maisim Tovim, Elo Chelik Lom Abba. Even though such people may have Torah and Maisim Tovim, they may have done a lot of Torah and Maisim Tovim, but they do not have a chelek in Olam Haba. So the Rishonim soften it just a drop. The Rambam in his commentary to Pirkei Avos says, "Ein lo chelek Olam Haba, so long as he doesn't do tshuva." But these are not things that one cannot do tshuva from. These are things that a person could do tshuva from. So you have to do tshuva on everything. So but the point is that it's Yisur Surim and Misa alone are not going to be the kapara. You also need tshuva for these things. Meaning, it's a high enough level iser that it's not going to, one's record is not going to be cleared just by suffering from Yisurim or suffering through Misa. That tshuva is a critical component of here. Tanya idach. Kidvar Hashem baza zomer in Torah min Hashemayim va'afilu amar kol haTorah kula min Hashemayim chutz mipasuk zeh shlo amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even someone who says that the entire Torah is min Hashemayim, just not one pasuk, and lav dafka one pasuk, even one word or one letter is not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is included in this. Ela Moshem piatzmo zeu kidvar Hashem baza. If you say the Moshe Rabbeinu made up any of it, that's dvar Hashem baza va'afilu amar kol haTorah kula min Hashemayim chutz midiktuk zeh, even if it's except for a chaserus v'yaserus or something like that. Mikal v'chomer zeh, mikzer shavazu, parts of Torah Shebal Peh, zeh kidvar Hashem baza. Even if you say that the Torah Shebal Peh is not min Hashemayim, he's ein lochelik l'el maba. Tanya, Meir Omer, Alomi Torah Veinu Malamda, Zeu Dvar Hashem Baza. Someone who learns Torah but does not come and teach it to others is also Dvar Hashem Baza. Rabbi Nassim Omer, Kol Mishayna Mashkiach al Mishnah, that anyone who doesn't pay attention to the Mishnah and he makes it like something that just happens to be in his life, but it's not something that he focuses on. Rabbi Nurai Omer, Kol She'ef Shalasim Petorah Veinu Osek. Someone who has the ability to learn Torah but he does not do so. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Zeu Ovid Avod Chavim. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's a reference to people who are Ovid Avodah Zarah. My mashma, how do you see Dvar Hashem Baza is reference to Avodah Zarah? To turn to Rabbi Shmuel, ki Dvar Hashem Baza is amavaza dibur shenamer lo l'moshe v'sinai, anokhi Hashem elokech, v'lo yilcha Elohim acherim al panai. So that dibur is called the Dvar Hashem because those we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Dvar Hashem Baza means he goes against the first two of the Aseres HaDibros, which came to us directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not through any intermediary. Right, that's the Gemara at the very end of Maseches Makos, that Anochi and Lo Yilcha was directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Torah Tziva Lanu Torah is Begematria 611. So Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, but Moshe gave us 611, but Anochi and Lo Yilcha, that was directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So those are all the different opinions of what the Pasuk is referring to, or who the Pasuk is referring to when it says Kidvar Hashem Baza. Now we discuss a number of matters relating to Limud HaTorah, which because we were discussing Dvar Hashem Baza in the context of Limud HaTorah. And one of the things we mentioned is someone who doesn't really make the Torah his ikar focus. Rabbi Shua ben Karchomer, Kol Lomi Torah Veinu Chozer Aleh, Doma Ladam Shazareh Veinu Kotzer. A person who learns but doesn't chazer is like someone who plants and does not harvest. Rabbi Shua Omer, Kol Lomi Torah Meshachcha, Doma Leisha Shiyoledes V'Koveres. Anyone who learns Torah and forgets it, it's like a woman who gives birth to children but buries those children. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Zamer B'chol Yom, Zamer B'chol Yom, that the person should always be reviewing his learning, but it should be like a Zemer, that it will, and that will cause him that he'll have Olam Haba with great Simcha. Amr Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Avdimi, Mikra, what pasuk do we learn this from? That in the chus of being of the Torah, you're going to be Zocha to Simcha and Olam Haba. Shenemar, Nefesh Amal Omlolo ki akafa love pihu, that because you're omal in your learning Torah and you're always trying to learn like the ukaf that's on the chamar, so the Torah will work for you. You're going to work hard in this world to understand the Torah and learn the Torah. And the Torah is going to be amel for him in Olam Abba. And that amel is going to be that's the amel that's referred to. Kiyakof alaf pihu. Amar Reb Elazar, kol adam la amel nivra. Every person is put on this earth to work hard. There's no easy rides. Shenamar ki adam la amel yulad. Ein yode im lamel pen nivra im lamel mulacha nivra. Well, I still don't know what kind of amelus. Is it amelus of the mouth or amelus of the body? Shuomer ki akaf alav piu haviomer lamel pen nivra. That a person is created to work with his mouth. V'adayin ein yode im lamel torah im lamel sicha. But that still doesn't tell me everything. What kind of amel with the mouth? Maybe it just means you're supposed to be a podcaster or something, or a radio show host or something like that. How do I know that it's amel torah? That's what's supposed to be with your mouth. So kshomer lo yamish sefer Torah zemi picha havi yamal amal Torah nivra. When it says lo yamish sefer Torah zemi picha, we know that it's a melus of Torah. Meaning clearly, the maila that a person has over other bali chayim, Marsha points out, is dibur. The fact that we're a medaber and other bali chayim are not a medaber. So obviously, that's why we're put on this earth to do something with that koach hadibur. But we have to figure out what exactly that we're supposed to do with that koach hadibur, and that's. So we're told Zalma La Torah. V'haynu Dama Rava Kulu Gufe Diruftike Ninhu. All the bodies are busy working. Tuvili Dizache Dahavi Diruftike Daraisa. I'm lucky that I've been Zocha that my body is busy in Amelus HaTorah. That's what I get to be busy with. Noif Isha Chasalev Amrei Shlakish Zeh Lomi Torah Leprakim. That Noif Isha Chasalev is a reference to a person who learns Torah leprakim every now and then. I mean, that's like noef isha. Why is that like noef isha? Because if a person's not married and he's still active with women, it's one woman here, one woman there, at random intervals. But a person's married lives a more steady life. Shenemar kinoim kisishmerim bivitneich yikonu yachtav al svasecha. That when will the Torah remain bivitneich? When it's always al svasecha all the time in a consistent way, and it's not just every now and then that I happen to access Talmud Torah. Tanu Rabbanan, v'nefesh shetasa b'yad ramah, zeh Menashe ben Chizkiya. We said someone who's Megal Panim Torah Shlo Kalacha is part of Kidvar Hashem Baza. So the Brisa elaborates that Nefesh Shetasa B'Yad Ramah is reference to Menashe ben Chizkiya the Melech Yehuda, She Yoshe V'Dorish Bahagadu Shaldofi. He would make a mockery of the Torah in the way that he would darshan. Amar V'Chiloy El Moshe Lichtov El Va'achos Lotan Timna V'Timna Yisa Pileg Shalifas V'Yedach Ruvein V'Mek Tzir Chitim V'Yimtzu Dudon V'Sada. What are these psukim about? They're not about anything. So he was making a mockery of Pesukim in the Torah. Yatza baskol v'amrlo teishe v'achicha tedaber b'beni mecha titen dofi eila asisa v'chrashti demisa yosa eya kamocha chacha v'ercha le'enecha. That you're speaking ill of Moshe Rabbeinu, all of Klal Yisrael, b'nei Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, he's your brother, he's ben imo, because Moshe Rabbeinu was from Shevet Levi and Menashe was from Shevet Yehuda, so they were both b'nei Leah, so he's ben imo. And that's why the Pasuk says that I'm masking with you, so eya kamocha. So therefore, I'm going to give you Musar, and I'm going to show you that all divrei Torah are necessary. V'alav mefurish b'kabbalah, and about Menashe, it says hay moshchei ha'avon b'chavli hashav v'kavos ha'gola chata'a, that he was a chote and he didn't get any hanah from any of his averos. My kavos ha'gola, what does it mean that Kavos Hagala, that the chet is like the ropes that pull the wagon. So Rabbi Yasi Yetzar Hara b'tchila doma l'chut shel kuvya. The Yetzar Hara starts out like a certain type of string which is not very strong. Ulbsov doma l'avos Hagala, but then it builds up and it becomes strong like the thick ropes that have the strength to pull a wagon. Da'asan Allah miha. So the Gemara says, once we mention these psukim, achos lotan timna maihi. Meaning, okay, you mentioned all these psukim that you made fun of. So what's What do we learn from that pasuk? Meaning, what's the answer? So it says, Timna bas malachim avai. Timna was a bas malachim. Tichsiv aluf lotan aluf timna. V'chol aluf malchusu blotagihi. Any aluf is a melech without a crown. Meaning, it's a very important person. It's just someone that doesn't have the keser malchus. So Timna was a chos lotan, who was a melech. So it's mistavra that her father was a melech as well. Bayali gyure, and she wanted to be megayer. So basa it's lav ramitzach v'yakov v'lo kiblua. They did refuse to receive her. So she went and settled on being a pilegish to Eliphaz. Amra mutav te shivcha lumazu. I'd rather be a shivcha to the offspring of Avram and Yitzchak v'lo te gevira lumacheres, rather than to be a noble woman for another nation. Nafak mina Amalek, and Amalek descended from her. The tzarinu Yisrael that caused all sorts of klal tzar for klal Yisrael. My time. Why were we punished through her? Because Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov should not have been merachik her. They should have been megayer her. Ve'eluch Ruvim make tzir chitim. Amrav Rav Yitzchak Amrav Mikal and Sadikim Shein Poshin Yedain Begezel. You see that as we make tzir chitim, the chitim were available in the fields, and they didn't steal them. He didn't steal them. Instead, he took dudaim. So you see that Sadikim, it's a characteristic of Sadikim that they're not Poshin Yedain Begezel. Yim to dudaim besad my dudaim. Amrav Yavrochi Levi Amar Sigali. Rabbi Yonah Amar Saviski. Whatever it is, different types of plants. Amar Rebbe Alexander Kol Osik B'Tor L'Shma Mesim Shalom B'Malia Shalmaila. If a person is Osik B'Tor L'Shma, he makes Shalom up among the Malachim U'B'P'Malia Shalmata, and also down here on earth. Shenemar O Yachzak Me'uzi Yasa Shalom Li Shalom Yasa Li. Me'uzi is the Torah, and from the fact that it says a Lashon of Shalom twice, we see that he's Mesim Shalom B'P'Malia Shalmaila and P'Malia Shalmata. Rav Amar Kilu Bana Platrin Shalmala V'Shalmata. It's as if he built a palace up in Shemayim and down here on earth. Shenemar V'Asim Dvari B'Ficho V'Tzal Yadik Sichel in Torah Shemayim Uli Yisod Aretz. That the Divrei Torah that I've placed in your mouth is like Brias Shemayim V'Aretz. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Af Megin Al Kol Olam Kulo. That someone who's Osek B'Torah L'Shma is protective of the whole world. Shenemar U'V'Tzal Yadik Sichel. That in the Zechus of the Torah I've protected you from the from your enemies. B'Tzal Yadi and Tzal Yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu includes the entire world. Levi Amar Af Makari V'Segula. He even brings the Gula closer. Shenemar V'Leim Al Tzion Amiata. They say to Tzion that you are my nation. That's the Zman HaGula. Amrei Shlakish Kol Melamed is Ben Chaveiro Torah Malav HaKasuv Kilu Asa'o. When one teaches his friend's son Torah, it's as if he has made him into a person. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says Ves HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charon. What are the nefashos that they were Osa B'Charon? B'Charon, it's the nefashos that they taught Torah to. Rabbi Lazar Amar Kilu Asan L'Divrei Torah. It's as if not that he made the nefashos, but he made the Torah themselves, that through teaching it to somebody else, you come up with chidushim as you say things, and as you go through it again, you always say, Ein Beis Medrash B'lo Chiddush. So you actually create new Torah. Shenamu Shmartem Es Divrei Abris Hazos Vasisim Osam Rava Amar Kilu Asan La'atzmo, that you make yourself, that prior to learning Torah, you're not a complete person. Shenamu Vasisim Osam Al Tekri Osam Ela Atem. It's not Osam, it's Atem, it's yourselves. Amar Rabbi Yavo, Kalamasa is Chaveir L'Dvar Mitzvah. Anyone who causes someone else to do a mitzvah, Malo V'Kosov Kilu Asa, it's as if he himself has done that mitzvah. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says that Umatcha Asher Kisa Bo Asa Ya'ar, so V'chi Moshe Iko, but did Moshe Rabbeinu really hit the Ya'ar? V'alo Aaron Iko. Aaron was the one that did it, because it says V'yam Rashon Moshe Rabbeinu Aaron Kach Matcha Ne'yotcha Al Meimim Mitzrayim. So Aaron was the one that ultimately hit the Ya'ar. Elom L'cha Kalamasa is Chaveir L'Dvar Mitzvah, Malo V'Kosov Kilu Asa. But so you see from there that when you encourage someone else to do a mitzvah, it's as if you yourself have done that mitzvah. And then we had said in the Mishnah, another person on the list that Zein L'Chelik L'Olam Haba is the Apikores. So Rav Rabbi Chanin Amri Tarvayu Zem Mevazet HaMechacham. What's an Apikores? Someone who's Mevazet HaMechacham. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Levi Amri Zem Mevazet Chaveiro B'Fnei Tamechacham. That's someone who's Mevazet his friend in front of a Tamechacham. That he shows that he's not interested in the Kavanah Torah of that Tamechacham. And Apikores is less chamer than someone who's megalapan b'Torah, who's mayes against the Torah itself. So Bishlam mandiyam mevazeh chaver b'fnei talmud chacham apikores havi. I understand very well someone who's mevazeh chaver in front of a talmud chacham is apikores. Mevazeh talmud chacham atzmo is that mevazeh talmud chacham is more chamer megalapan b'Torah shelo kahalacha havi, that he's megalapan b'Torah shelo kahalacha, that he's going against the Torah itself, because if he wasn't going against the Torah Torah itself, he wouldn't be mevaza the chachmei Torah. El manyer mevaza tamal chacham atzmo abikoras havi. But if you're mevaza tamal chacham himself is an abikoras and he's not considered a megalapanim b'Torah, so kol shkein someone who's mevaza chaver b'fnei tamal chacham is not a megalapanim b'Torah. So megalapanim b'Torah could go in my. So then, what is the megalapanim b'Torah who's worse than an abikoras? What would that be? So says Gemara, what would that be? Could go in Menashe ben Chizkia. Megalapanim b'Torah is someone who has such azus like Menashe ben Chizkia that would hold drushes just to make a mockery out of the Torah. That's a different madrega. Okay, Bezras Hashem will have a v'ika demasni lo. We'll have a second version of this machlokes Bezras Hashem tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day.